Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series. I'm Crystal Renee, your host, and I'm just covering every single human design gate or gene key as the sun transits into each human design gate every 6 days. So today, the sun transited into gate 14, which I like to refer to as the inspired dream chaser. So gate 14 is also known as the gate of power skills in human design. And in the gene keys, it is referred to as radiating prosperity. It's in the tropical and the Vedic sign of Scorpio. And in the I Ching, this is called possession of great measure. So just think about the wording in that. Possession of great measure, radiating prosperity, the gate of power skills. This gate's located in the sacral center, going towards the identity or G center. So it has the energy to do. And then, of course, it going towards the identity center, it knows who it is and what it wants to do, right? So let's get into the energies of this gate. The gate 14 or gene key 14 centers around wealth, ambition, and balancing material success with personal authenticity. So in the shadow, it's called compromise. In the gift, it's called competence. And in the city, or highest state of frequency, it's considered bounteousness. So the shadow of compromise manifests as a tendency to compromise your own integrity, values, or abilities in order to please others just to keep the peace. And when you repress this nature, it feels like the more you compromise, the more you feel the inability to escape it. You don't have the courage to stand alone and follow your own path. When you have a reactive nature in the shadow, you feel enslaved to having to prove yourself. So you find yourself working hard in jobs that are not aligned for you just to get recognition, even though that recognition does not give you fulfillment because you're not doing what's truly aligned for you and what you're passionate about. So you have an over-attachment to material wealth in the shadow. You may hoard things or be greedy when it comes to your belongings. And you're always chasing external validation. And you have an unbalanced focus on success. It's like you're obsessed with creating material wealth for yourself to the point that you compromise who you truly are, your values, and your integrity as a person in order to please others. And that represents the ability to develop and use practical skills. And this leads to a sense of self-assurance and effectiveness, like, oh, I'm doing something right. You know, I'm in my true nature doing what I love to do, what I'm passionate about doing, and you automatically receive that recognition that you're searching for in your shadow. And in your gift, you become aligned with purposeful work because you're in the arena of your true passions and you're finding fulfillment in doing the things that you love to do. And in your gift, you show up as being efficient and resourceful, and you're confident, and you have this contagious enthusiasm that oozes out of you, and you have an appreciation for the abundance that you create in your life. You know how to maintain your work-life balance very well, and you're driven by an empowered vision versus wealth and creating, you know, abundance and wealth and prosperity. You more have an empowered, passionate vision that you're working towards. So you actually create a harmonious rhythm in the work that you do and bring to the world, and you carry a mindset of prosperity and wealth. It's just automatically ingrained into who you are and the work that you do. And it automatically attracts that to you because you're in alignment with your values and your integrity. So in the city, you are bounteous. The city is bounteousness. And that actually represents a deep understanding and embodiment of the interconnectedness of all things, leading to harmony and abundance in all aspects of life. You understand that when you follow your passion and do what you're supposed to do, that you are falling in line with the web of life. You understand how that your passions connect to somebody else's passions and the networks that are created because of alignment and integrity in the work that you're doing. So I want to give you guys a little analogy. Imagine stepping onto a dance floor and the energy is buzzing with possibilities. And that's the essence of Gate 14, a dance of prosperity and power skills. This gate holds the key to unlocking your unique rhythm in the grand ballroom of life. So every dance has its shadow. And in the dance of the Gate 14, we encounter the shadows of compromise and feeling enslaved. It's like a dance where the steps feel constricted and the music loses its harmony. It's almost like you're off beat. And as you compromise, you might be dancing in shoes that don't quite fit. And the more you compromise, the tighter they become. And the dance becomes a struggle and the true freedom seems untouchable. But in the midst of the shadows, there's a spotlight in the gift of competence. So the dance floor lights up as you move with confidence, expressing your unique power skills. It's the dance of alignment with purposeful work, efficient resourcefulness, and contagious enthusiasm. This is the dance where every step feels authentic and your energy becomes contagious, inspiring others to find their rhythm. You're just in flow. And as we continue to dance, we reach the grand finale, the highest state of frequency, of bounteousness. And it's like the dance transforms into a symphony where every note harmonizes effortlessly. Bounteousness is not just about material abundance. It's a deep understanding of the interconnectedness of all things. It's the dance of living in harmony with the universe. So take a moment to reflect. What dance are you currently in? Are you compromising your steps, or are you embracing your competence and dancing with contagious enthusiasm? And remember, the dance is yours and the rhythm is uniquely yours to discover. So as we conclude this gate, I want to leave you guys with a few contemplative journal prompts. The first one is, am I doing the right work for me, or am I compromising? And the second question is, what work would I be doing if I didn't need the money? And the third question is, how can I align myself with my true strengths and values? And here are some tips to help you further embrace the shadow and embody your gift. Embrace your power skills and recognize what they are and trust that they will lead you to abundance and success in your life. Honor your integrity. Stay true to yourself and your values. Very important with this gate. Otherwise, you're compromising. And the most important thing is to cultivate abundance mindset so that you don't compromise who you are trying to find it outside of yourself. So that was gate 14, the inspired dream chaser. I appreciate your presence here, and until next time, the sun transits into the next gate.
And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.